The name of that John Travers book again is A Shot of Hope. A Shot of Hope, Stories of Quiet Resilience. And it's available in bookshops now. Today, we did it already, but we're going to do it again. Say happy birthday to Christy Moore. Yes.
Okay, Don.
Don Lunny, Declan Sinnott, yeah. Live.
Okay, good.
Yeah. The Continental Kayleigh. Happy birthday, Christy. Hey!
Over in McCann's, there's a grand type of dance band playing and spinning out the Continental Kayleigh. They're coming in the cars from the bars down the litter in Killan to hear the famous Gunther and his playing. Out the star of Munster with hands a gun a hoo and then they're rapping out a tango on the spoons. Such commotion will act like a lotion on the strutting at the Continental Kayleigh tonight. A Wolfgang's playing on the comb, someone shouts at him, go home. Klaus is playing a slower and a bower on. Quinn from Carrafin is fiddled up beneath his chin. He's going to play the books of Arden Moor now. An old-fashioned lady begins to sing a song. Ah, lads, a bit of order over there. Claren Bridge for the chowder, keep your powder dry for the Continental Kayleigh tonight. Corky's claws in his eyes, pretends he's in disguise when he sees an old flame coming over. He's singing for the Swedes in the tweeds, doing all he can to please. The net's a such a delicate stage. Later on he'll give an audience to one of them or two. He'll sing the dying swan and touch the feelings. Tonight's his night, tomorrow night'll be just the same. Hey, they let me out to the bar where the boys are going far and they're spinning out the Continental Kayleigh. Never mind the drink, the music's in me solo so long as I can hear the band a-playing. The pipes and the flutes and the fiddles are in tune. Ooh, I'd love to meet a European girl. Hey, they know me head's going light. The band is playing tight at the Continental Kayleigh tonight. All the publicans are there, it is like a herding fair. They're trying to figure out how much McCann is making to keep their pubs out of stubs. They're lashing out big subs in a burst of fierce anticipation. Moguls from Muck Hill, they're staring at the till. They're trying to get the load on the lineup. They'll be buying free port for the members of the band at the Continental Kayleigh tonight. Over in McCann's, there's a grand type of dance band playing and they're spinning out the Continental Kayleigh.
Did you know that that's Niall Horan's party piece? Yeah. After a gig and he's sitting there with his guitar, he bangs out Continental Kayleigh. That's the Christy Moore version. Hello, Limerick. Come in, Limerick. Hello. Hello, Limerick.
Limerick calling. Can you hear us, Dublin? Limerick calling. Can you hear us?
How's the weather in Limerick today, Limerick?
Oh, Jesus. It's Limerick. You are a lady that is dancing in the sunlight, Ray. It's 37 degrees Celsius. I'm giving out wrong information. Or not. 37 degrees Celsius. The entire city of Limerick has upped and moved out to Kilkee early. Every child is out of school. It's just, it's stunning. But you know what, Ray? I have a bone to pick with you, right? If you had done ag science in secondary school, you would have known what grass to buy.
Would I, yes.
Yeah, because you have to collect the grasses, different grasses, and stick them in
a book.
I remember doing that. Yeah, but the lads who farmed would say to me, "Hershey, that's not perennial ryegrass, you dope." So I would just put it into different folders. But yeah, you used to have to collect grass. And of course, as a teenager, we thought this was hilarious. I have to go get grass for me homework.
Mom.
But I've been growing grass. Let me just kiss the guards are out from the house. I've been growing actual lawn grass.
Yes,
and it's been a pain in the ass this year because you put it down and it just. Noah's Ark opens up and then two hours later it's a beautiful day. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's like, make up your mind, Ireland.
Yeah.
And another thing, Ray, no, before you go on now, Minister, I did not interrupt. I heard your two guests on the quiz. We were quizzing along Magnum PI, the greatest, I think, of all theme gyms. But they said that one was making spaghetti bolognese,
yes,
and one was making beef stew.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to cause controversy in around Montrose or in around the public airwaves, but is that not a bit of a heavy meal for such a beautiful day? Is it not? Because I'd go for a simple bit of the Al Pat Short and John Kenny, God love them, when they did a simple bit of salad. Do you remember that? I would go for a simple bit of salad today.
Well, what you see, I have this lovely memory of my childhood salad. And it was butter lettuce, which is that limp lettuce.
Yes.
Right? Then you would have had some cooked ham.
Yes.
Yeah. Then you would have had some scallions. Now, they call them spring onions now.
I know.
Right? Yeah. Hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Are you still with me?
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you on the hairball. Like, yeah. I call them scallions too.
Yeah.
I think, and as far as, so I don't want to interrupt your salad roll here, but I think that we all say spring onions because in Chinese restaurants, but I think Chinese people, when they're making them, they call them scallions
too.
I think so.
No, this isn't a salad roll. This is a salad on a plate.
I know, but I'm thinking roll. Sorry, your linguistical roll. Sorry.
And then you have a bit of beetroot, which often would have bled onto the white of the hard-boiled egg.
And every white piece of cloth in a four-mile radius. Yeah.
Then there would have been coleslaw. And this is the pièce de résistance.
Yeah, go on.
Which is controversial. Cold baked beans.
Put down the microphone, take off the headphones and leave. Do you know, Ray Darcy, I swear, I was talking to a guy that did hypnotism years ago, right? And you think, what do people get hypnotised? Smoking is massive, you know, fear of heights.
Mm.
The biggest one of the biggest ones, baked beans, cold baked beans.
People have a fear of them.
A massive fear of them. I can't look at them. The middle fella, we christened him the middle fella. The middle fella loves baked beans and I can't look
what
at them.
What is it about them? Is it the texture? Is it?
Oh, it's just everything. It's just no to baked beans. Why would you eat cold baked beans? Like, I'm with you on the egg. Like, coleslaw as well. My mother, if she's listening, hello, my mother. She made the best coleslaw.
No, my dad's, he's not with us anymore, but he'd made an amazing homemade coleslaw.
Well, Ray, that's not fair.
And he's not lying. I know. It isn't.
It's not fair.
You just don't take my word for it, Bernard.
Oh my God, a bit of coleslaw. The Irish, I tell you one thing, by Jesus, we love our coleslaw. I've never seen a coleslaw. And the disappointment in Irish people's faces on holiday when they get what every other country in the world calls coleslaw. Because you go to the States, you go to Europe, and coleslaw, they just chop up the cabbage and the bits of it. And
there's
that's
no
it.
Mayonnaise. There's no mayonnaise.
You go, what is this? What is this? Are we just starting a campfire here? Where's my coleslaw? You know, of course, we just like 5 gallons of it. But I do like my coleslaw, Ray. I have to say,
I was telling my 12-year-old son recently that one of my treats when I was at college was going to a place called Dinty Moore's on Westmoreland Street.
Yes,
my sister, who was in the civil service at the time and had money, used to bring me as a treat.
Right,
and they had chips and the biggest sausages in the world. Right,
okay,
and coleslaw. And he couldn't. Why would you? Hot and cold, like that. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that.
No, hot and cold with coleslaw is fantastic.
Yeah.
Hot and cold with, say, an apple tart. And by the way, Ray Darcy, I want to make a point here for the people of Ireland. I want to talk about this. If you're running a restaurant, please, or if you're a home cook, whatever you are, please, for the love of God, it's an apple tart. I don't know where you're going with apple pie. What? An apple tart? It's an apple tart.
It is an apple tart.
It's an apple tart.
No, it's an apple tart, you're right.
And I'm beginning to hear here in this country people say sidewalk. What?
It's a footpath.
Yes. And you'd be lucky to have one. No, but I do like the hot and cold thing. But Ray, I have to say, now there's rumours. I love when it gets nice and warm in this country and there's a good bit of weather, because the minute it gets nice, what happens? Somebody comes out with the rumour. It's going Friday. Where's it going? Like, is it getting a cheap flight out of the country? Like, where? No, it's going. I heard. Oh, where did you magically hear this? I heard. Well, now it's
on the weather forecast on Morning Ireland, Bert.
Listen, flip a coin. In fairness, I don't give out about the weather forecasters, but the weather in this country, you can never predict it.
Unpredictable.
It was like last night's match. The kids were supposed to be in bed and they're all going, we don't know what's going to happen. We have to stay up. But
it was nearly 11 o'clock.
It's too late. The Champions League is. I need to get on to RT there and tell them to start that at 6:30 in the evening.
It is too late. No, you're right. It is too late because it's school night. It's a school night. And there's another one on tonight now.
There's another one. I'm going to be watching that, but I'm not going to tell them it's on. Watch it in peace with a cup of tea outside. But you know what? The most beautiful. I love seeing it. Right. I was in Sligo the weekend. Right. Mm. And I was out in a place. Oh God, they'll kill me now for not remembering where I was. It's out near Yeats's grave, Ellen's Bar. It's called. It's out near the Strand. It's just a magical. By the way, there is a hidden gem. I shouldn't be telling people about Sligo. I have no connection with Sligo. I'm not being paid by Sligo Tourism. But wow, what a place. Right, but it was out near there, and as I was, it was kind of a beautiful hot summer's evening, and there it was, There it was. The kitchen table outside. And they're eating the coleslaw and the five heads of cabbage and the beetroot, whatever. And I went, oh, that's lovely. Isn't that nice?
Al fresco.
Yeah. And because al fresco in Ireland generally is very hard to do when your dinner is blowing down the street. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, it's kind of hard. But, Ray, do you know what I did? And sorry, I know we were supposed to talk about something completely different. Yeah. But I just thought this was just I had to pull in because my windscreen, do you know, you're driving with the sun and it's like, oh my God, I didn't realise my windscreen was
so
that dirty.
Because
I live in such a dark country, right? And I pulled into kind of near a house, right? And I was out trying to clean it. And I could see the two of them look out the window. And it was that classic thing, because we grew up like that. When there'd be a car outside your house going, who's outside that house? Who's outside that? Do you know him, Jar? Do you know who that is? Whose car? Who owns that car? And it's like, and I could feel their pain. And I was waving at them. And she's waving back going, oh, we know him. We're supposed to know. I was going, no, I'm only waving to alleviate your paranoia. You don't know me. But yeah, I have to say, when the sun shines, my God, yeah, it's just incredible.
And listen, you found a secret beach, which you don't want to divulge its locality, obviously, because it's secret, so we won't ask you to do that.
It's in an inland beach. No, it's near I'll give a clue.
Right.
We're not far from Ballina Killaloe there, right?
Yes.
And there's the lakes there, and there's a secret beach. Now, it's not that secret. There's four built-in barbecues and council have put up a playground beside it. But you know where it is. I'm talking to the lads here in Limerick.
Before you go, we got to talk about nothing we were supposed to talk about. But anyway, my brother used to bring baked bean sandwiches to school. Very soggy. I hate mayonnaise with a vengeance, but still can eat coleslaw. I hate cold beans, but love chickpeas. And by the way, call the scallion scallywags. Fecky, make me hungry now. That's Dennis from Dorlis.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about coleslaw and curry? Nah, that's a crime.
The curry not split the coleslaw? No, come on, lads. We've gone too far.
Listen, Bernard, you're playing Mitchelstown on Friday, St George's Theatre.
St George's Theatre in Mitchelstown. And then, Ray, due to phenomenal demand.
You have 5 seconds.
We've new dates announced. The tour is extended into autumn and winter.
Brilliant. Okay. Bernard O'Shea, very funny man. Right, mind yourself with the baked beans. Good luck. See you. Bye. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.